Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back to another Tokyo Munchies podcast. This is episode number 28. We're slowly getting there. As I mentioned in the last podcast, we're slowly creeping up to episode number 30, which will be fantastic. We'll do another promo for you guys. Discount code out there so you can get some cheaper Tokyo Munchies. I know what a lot of you are saying. Damn, Japanese candy is expensive and the shipping is expensive, but that's life. If you gotta pay for what you want, and we do our best to make it as cheap as possible for you guys, but the shipping is just a killer. I had a few bad experiences in the past with shipping. I pretty much sent almost 100 cup noodles to the UK and pretty much paid the person to order the cup noodles. So shipping is really important for us, and I know it's expensive, but that's what we got to work with, guys. If you want Tokyo Munchies, if you want Japanese candy, snacks, noodles, toys, anything cool direct from Japan, it's going to cost a bit of money, and that's just life. Anyway, so moving on from that, we'll be talking about the Tokyo Munchies very soon, but we're going to do a little bit of a live podcast again here, following up on the typhoon that struck here last week. Typhoon Jongdari turned out to be a bit of a fizzer, as I predicted. It did actually come in and attack Japan, but not directly into Tokyo. I was waiting outside with my umbrella, a couple of cans of Chuhai, which is Japanese alcohol, a pack of cigarettes, and a box of candy, and nothing really happened. It was just sort of a bit of a rainstorm, a little bit windy, some squalls. My friend down there in the AU in Australia, Mr. Richie Benno, he jumped on the podcast, said hello, did a weather report for us. But yeah, doesn't happen up here, it's typhoons. The typhoon was actually nothing. Not really much to write home about. Not really even much to cover in a podcast, but it was exciting while it lasted. So on that point, we are covering now the Tokyo weather again, live blow for blow. It's a little bit hot here in Japan. It's actually affecting my thinking, and it's affecting my podcast, and it's affecting my ability to speak normally. It is stinking hot. Last week we had record heat wave hit Japan. It was 41.1 up in Saitama. It was 43, I think, somewhere over in Chofu or somewhere like that. But it's been stinking damn hot. It is really, really hot. I've been walking in my garden with Kyle while sitting in the pool, and that's been slightly refreshing, but it's stinking hot. It's really hot. It's actually really oppressive. There's no wind, there's no breeze, it's just hot. It's hot, hot, hot. I don't want to sell any Japanese cooked chocolate right now because I don't want you guys to get melted chocolate. So I'm going to delete that all from the shop. But if you really do want something, message me or email me or something, and I'll be able to hook you up with some Kit Kats. Hopefully they're not melted. Anyway, so we're going to do this blow by blow, flow for flow, play by play over the next few days, and I'll keep reporting on this heat wave, which is smashing us like I smash a bag of popcorns. Anyway, have a nice day, guys, and we'll be back shortly after this transition and this commercial break. Have a great day. Good evening, viewers. This is Richie Benno here at the Wide World of Sports, and down here in Australia. We've actually been in contact with a few of the people here at Tokyo Munchies, and I actually highly recommend the Pete's Potato Plantation for all your potato supplies. Anyway, so Kyle has been so kind enough, Kyle at Tokyo Munchies, to invite me to do another weather report over there about the weather in Tokyo. I have never been to Tokyo, Japan. I have no idea where Japan is. I'm just down here in Victoria, floating around in my yacht. But here we go, and looking at the Tokyo weather forecast, it is actually stinking hot up there in Japan. It's looking at topping out around about 37 as average temperature on the streets. If you're on the rooftops of buildings, I don't know why you should be up there, but you are maybe up there. It's looking around about probably 39 to 44. 44 being the lucky number that I always wear my jersey, because I am the legend Richie Benno. Anyway, so it's hot, and Kyle has also, he mentioned to me in the last podcast, he said to me, please mention precipitation. So I'm going to mention it again. So the chance of precipitation, that fancy word for rain, it's looking at around about 10%.
It's maybe hovering up around the late 30s. It could go higher than that, which may be higher than the Australian cricket batting team's averages. And over to the pitch. The pitch has developed cracks. Max Walker is down there with his keys. He's going to see some keys in the crack to see how big they are. I've asked him to do that because he lost his keys last time. And going back to the weather, it's looking at the wind speed. It's drier than your dad's humour. There is absolutely no breeze whatsoever. It is stinking hot, humid, nasty. It's stale air in here. I can smell my own breath. But fortunately for me, I'm a multimillionaire and I only eat very rich caviar and drink copious amounts of French red wine, so it's smelling lovely. So that's the Tokyo weather, and thank you, Kyle, for inviting me again to make a guest appearance on your podcast for the Tokyo weather. And please go over to tokyomunchies.tickdale.com and sample some Japanese snacks, candies, and chocolates while you can. This is Richie Beno signing off, and I'm trying to find my cream jacket, or maybe it's a bone, I'm not sure. Gloria, do you have my bone jacket? Oh no, not the bone. No, you don't have the, that's not the bone, that's the cream, that's the off-white. I want the bone. Give me the bone. Yeah, okay. Did you put it? Okay, bye. And we're back, covering this heat wave which is smashing Tokyo, and it's just not getting any nicer, guys. It is actually getting hotter and hotter as the day progresses. This is only day one of the heat wave. It struck us last week, but it's hitting us again this week, and it's damn toasty. It's so hot, like pretty much all the plants are dying. There's babies crying in every house around me. The air conditioner is your only resort to try to stay cool, unless you have a bag of ice or you have a box of Big Rig Mig's hot wax. It's just nasty. Wind speed is picking up a little bit now, it's getting a little bit breezy, but actually it's just sort of being a massive hairdryer. As you can probably hear in the background, there's children crying everywhere. There we go, there's one over there. And I feel sorry for anybody that has to work outside on a day like this in the city. I'm an Australian and I grew up in this heat, so it doesn't really affect me too much. It is affecting me a little bit right now as I'm slurring my speech, but that is not due to the chew highs, the alcohol that I'm drinking. It's due to the heat. But I grew up actually outside working in this, doing 9-hour days. And so it doesn't really affect me too much, but it's nasty, guys. It's nasty. And the older you get, the worse it gets. I'm not exactly a spring chicken anymore. I don't know how to say it in Japanese. I think I'd be Tori no Haru. Tori is bird, and haru is spring. No is possessive of, so Tori no Haru. I don't think I'm a Tori no Haru. I don't think I'm a spring chicken anymore, because I can't deal with it. But yeah, guys, so this is the next snippet, the next little part of covering this heat wave, which is smashing the Tokyo now with the fury of 400 thaws, and it's not really fun. Anyway, so I'm gonna go back inside, have a cold shower. Thank you for starting your car right now and near my gate. That's perfect for the podcast. Maybe I should open the gates and go out there and say hello, thank you. But yeah, we'll be back after this short commercial break and after this short snippet of a transition. Have a great day, guys, and stay cool. This is Tokyo Munchies, and we'll see you very shortly.
Hello, dears. My husband used to always ask me, how is your taint so fresh and so sparkly and clean? Well, the secret is I use Big Rig Mig Hot Wax daily. A daily application of it upon my taint makes it fresh as a daisy, and it tastes lovely. All the boys down the road always compliment me on the freshness and the cleanliness of my taint. I'm a British grandmother. I'm 94 years old, and I'm not really sure what you Americans mean by taint, but I'm assuming it's the place between my a-hole and my prison wallet, as you so subtly put it. But yes, I'm a firm believer in the Big Rig Mig Hot Wax, and I will use it every day. Regardless of how clean my taint is, it's never clean enough without a good thorough scrubbing and a solid application of Big Rig Mick Hot Wax. Thank you, Big Rig Mick. I don't know who you are. I'm assuming you're a nice Mexican gentleman. And kisses from Granny in London. I love you. I'll see you next time when I reorder. Thank you, dears. And enjoy a cup of tea and a special plate of spotted dick. Have a great afternoon.
And we're back, guys, and continuing the coverage of this heat wave, which is just pretty much unrelentless. It just keeps going. So I've harvested my potatoes because all the potato plants have died, and not in fact due to the infection of the red spider mite. They just died because of natural causes, because that's what potato plants do. I've dug this huge hole, and I've sorted through all the soil, and I've got a very depressing and very low yield of potatoes this year from my potato patch. So I might actually take up Pete's offer from the potato plantation down there in Oz for a bag of spuds, because I've got pretty much enough potatoes to make one fry. I'm not sure if that's in a plural sense or not, but I can make one potato chip. I've got like maybe 6 little tiny potatoes about the size of a thumb tip. And it was looking really promising. The plants got really big. They're really ganky. They're really green. They're really tall. The soil was like bubbling up, and so I was expecting to see a decent sized harvest of potatoes, but there's absolutely nothing in here. All my shallots, or my leeks, or whatever they are, whatever you want to call them in Japanese, have also died, so I'm gonna probably end this saga and... I was gonna give up growing vegetables in my garden, but I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. No. I don't care how hot it is, I'm gonna keep going. I can probably save what we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 9... Shallots still growing. The poor little guys, they look terrible. They're just all bent over and just like, oh, please kill me, please eat me. But I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna keep these guys going, keep them hydrated. I'm gonna re-fertilize this potato patch and hopefully aim for another bumper crop. Maybe I'll do it, I'll try to get another crop in this year. I think it's probably possible. Lettuce plants, the lettuce is looking okay. It's also pretty sad, but I gave them a bit of a watering before. Turnips are still doing absolutely nothing. They've grown a lot. They're looking really green and leafy, but there's no turnips. Patchouli is looking nice. I might actually be able to harvest some of them today for a salad. I have a patchouli, sad lettuce salad for lunch. The pool is full of hair. I just cut my hair, I just shaved it, and I cut my son's hair. I tried to get him to shave his head, but he's not in for that. He's like, no, don't touch me with those clippers. I'm like, okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with your values. I don't want to intrude upon your personal space. But we both jumped in the pool and washed off after having our impromptu haircuts. So now the pool is full of hair. I'm gonna empty the pool. But first off, get the potato garden looking back to normal, then empty the pool, and then try to clean up a little bit, and I'm probably going to have a nana nap because it's just too damn hot and I can't think straight. So guys, we're going live, blow for blow, how do you go? This is the Tokyo Munchies podcast, and this is the Japan heat wave in full effect. It's not nice. I might see you again tomorrow for day 2 of the podcast, or I might not. But have a good one, guys, and I'll see you after this short transition, and maybe I'll slip in the commercial break. See ya, and have a great day. Yeah, g'day, guys. This is Pete down here in Oz for Pete's Potato Plantations. Just thought I'd have a bit of a shout out to tokyomunchies.tikdale.com. Lads have been pretty nice to me. They rejected my offer for a large bag of spuds to be sent up to them because they seem to have quite a decent quality of them in their garden right now, so that's all good. But yeah, they in turn, they sent me a box of Tokyo Munchies down here to land down under.
the sunburned country, and it was lovely. You got a box of candies and stuff. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's gonna be great for the kids when they get home from school. They're gonna have a big box of candy to dive into and have a good time. Anyway, so this is Pete from Pete's Potato Plantations down here in Oz, giving a big shout out and much love to Tokyo Munchies at tokyomunchies.tickdale.com. I don't know what is that, a go out? I don't know. Anyway, thanks guys, see ya.
And well, that was quite an unexpected commercial there, but and a great shout out. Thank you there, Pete's Potato Plantations. Thank you for your shout out for Tokyo Munchies. And we're back, and we're going to talk about the munchies now, because this is what you're here for. You're here to hear about. Wow, you're here to hear. You're here to hear about the Tokyo Munchies. So we put together this really awesome and amazing munchie pack for this beautiful lady over there in the UK, in the US. She's ordering it for her son's birthday, and he likes Japanese anime, and so I went a little bit above and beyond the call of duty and make sure that she got just the best. And it's so cool. And I don't want to share, I'm not going to share any pictures with you. I shared a picture with her to just show her what we're shipping, and we're keeping it secret. But man, this is looking really, really, really good. So there's Pokemon crackers, there's Pokemon chocolate cookies, there's Dragon Ball Z cards with a gum and a free sticker. There's a Dragon Ball Z big card, like metallic sheet card, which is really cool. It's like a hologram metallic sheet card with some free candy in there as well. There's Pokemon candy, there's Pokemon chocolate, there's Pokemon chips, there's Tyrant Habanero chips. There's this really cool pack of ninja dragon chips, which on the packet there's a ninja on the front cover doing like the shh, don't say a word type of thing. And the chips are shaped like dragons wrapped in typhoons or wrapped in tornadoes. I mentioned that before in another podcast. There's Futushini gummy candy, which is cola flavor. It looks like Futushini pasta, but it's gummy candy and it's encrusted with sugar and it's cola candy. There's some Black Thunder in there. I'm not putting any chocolate in there. I'm not putting any Kit Kats in that box. I'm actually, because it's just too hot, guys. I don't want you guys to get melted Kit Kats, because we sell Kit Kats direct from Tokyo, Japan, and we sell the limited edition ones, and I don't want you guys getting really expensive Kit Kats from Japan, which are melted. So no chocolate, no Kit Kats are going out in any orders for Munchie Packs in the next couple of months, till it cools down. But yeah, and there's the Pucci cheese sandwich crackers, they're in the box as well. There's some Amiibo in there for her. There's a lot of stuff. I'll sneak a little picture in there of this Munchie Pack for you guys, because the Munchie Pack is like the backbone, it's the core of Tokyo Munchies. We sell all Japanese snacks independently, so you can buy anything you want one by one. But if you want like the best taste of all the Japanese snacks, chocolate, candy, all together in one big pack, go a Munchie Pack. I know it's a little bit expensive, it's $29.99 US, and there's $19.99 for shipping because it's a big box, so it costs a lot of money to ship it, but that is the best we can give you. That's everything, all the best stuff, it's all top notch. I checked out a lot of the competition. I see a lot of Chinese over here buying a lot of... I see a lot of people over here buying a lot of Japanese candy, taking it back to their countries and selling it on eBay or Amazon. And they call it the Dagashi Pack. Dagashi is like Japanese snack pack or something. They sell it on eBay. And they sell it for the same price what we're selling a Munchie Pack for. And they're off you. They give you free shipping, but... pretty much, guys, you're getting like the cheapest stuff you could possibly buy. They're just going to a shop here in Tokyo. They're buying the cheapest stuff they could possibly buy, putting 20 to 30 to 50 of them in a box, charging you $20 with free shipping, and you get this box of Japanese candy, and you feel like, yay, cool, I supported this Japanese company and I got some Japanese candy. But you just got the cheap stuff. I don't do the cheap stuff. I do the best stuff. Tokyo Munchies always supplies you with the best. Our motto for our munchie pack is, it's all killer, no filler. If you want the best, buy a munchie pack. And that is why we are Tokyo Munchies. Hit up our good friends at the Critical Thinking Podcast. Ask Miguel Garza. He's ordered a munchie pack. He's ordered a couple, actually. Thank you, Miguel, for all your support, mate. I love you. You're a good bloke. And he'll tell you exactly what a munchie pack is. It's the stuff of dreams. It's not the stuff of nightmares. So, guys, we are going to continue this podcast, because this is a live podcast now, because we're doing it day for day. And we're publishing on Wednesdays, but we're doing it day for day because we're covering current events as they happen. We're in the middle of the heat wave that's smashing Tokyo. And it's still at 38, 39, around the 40s. But we're going into the mid-afternoon now, so hopefully it'll cool off a little bit. If it doesn't, I might die. If I don't die, I'll be back tomorrow to give you day two of the Tokyo heatwave epidemic, and hopefully it's cooler. So we'll see you soon. We'll do a transition. I might put in a small commercial break. If not, it'll be just a transition, and see you after this. Bye. And after that frisky little transition there, we are back with the Tokyo Munchies podcast, and surprise, surprise, the heat wave has died. Just slightly, but you know why it's died for? There's a good reason why it's died for. Because it's typhoon tracking time again at Tokyo Munchies. We're getting hit again by another typhoon. That's like one last week. That was the frisky, blustery, brisky Mr. John Dory, the tropical cyclone that transmorphed into a typhoon, and had a bit of a ding-dong go at Tokyo, but not too much, and then it fizzled out, and it sort of hung around in Tokyo for a while, and just was rain, and then I don't know where it went. It just went off to have a coffee or something, and was on its way. But, as I mentioned, it's cooled off now, the heat wave has died because we're getting hit by another typhoon. Yay! This typhoon has a fantastic name too, and it originated down in the southern part near the equator in Southeast Asia. This one, its name is Shan Shan. So this is Tropical Cyclone Shan Shan, or Tropical Storm Shan Shan, which is morphing into a pretty decent sized typhoon as it comes up here towards Tokyo. It's gonna track up the coast just like John Dory did. John Dory was exceptional because he decided to do an almost 90 degree turn into Tokyo and have it smash it. Shan Shan's just like doing the normal typhoon thing. He's coming up the coast and he's gonna come into Tokyo on a pretty standard angle. Nothing really to write home about. It's predicted to hit us with its full force and fury on Thursday in the PM. Being the post-meridian, being the afternoon, so we're looking at a chance of getting smashed again by another typhoon, and in the afternoon, or in the late evening, or maybe possibly at night. At nighttime typhoons are pretty fun, because you can't see nothing, and it's just raining like crazy, and it's just good fun, it's windy, it's awesome, it's really good fun. So, we'll change this podcast a little bit, because we're tracking the heat wave, but that's finished now, so we're going to track this typhoon again, but please don't be too bored, because I'm going to try to make this a little bit more exciting. I'm going to take myself up to the tallest building I can find around here and give you a live recording, blow for blow, steady as she goes, as this typhoon gives us a good old crack. And it should be a bit of fun for the whole family. If not, it's going to be pretty exciting for me, because I'll be up there experiencing nature's wrath firsthand and loving it. So guys, we're gonna probably end this podcast quite soon. I might talk about some more munchies before we finish up, and then we'll quick touch on the Japanese news. A shout out to our friends, our supporters, and the great people out there around the world that just generally help us out, Tokyo Munchies. And have a great evening, guys, and see you after this transition. Cheers.
And it's all what you've been waiting for. I don't know about you, but I was pretty excited by that little jingle there, that little transition. I have to try to find something a little bit different from the cows mooing and the goats going meh, or whatever the sound they're making. But guys, as I said, we've changed from the heat wave coverage onto Tokyo Munchie's typhoon tracking of this gnarly beast, which is the Shan Shan typhoon. Now, with a name like Shan Shan, that's gotta be scary. Seriously, I don't know who's naming these typhoons. Whoever they are, they have obviously a twisted sense of humor, probably more twisted than mine. Last week we tracked the so threatening, apparently so threatening, Typhoon Jongdari. That was quite a scary name. That's like having a serial killer called Cecil. Or Cedric, I don't know. No offense to any Cecils out there or Cedrics, but yeah, seriously. Jongdari doesn't sound scary. But this typhoon has an even more terrifying name, one which will actually leave you shaking in your boots, quivering in your sheets, probably breaking out in profuse cold sweats and begging and crying for your mother. This is the typhoon Shan Shan. Hey, Shan Shan. I don't know, it sounds like a pretty nifty little nickname I'd give to a girlfriend of mine. Hey, Shan Shan, what you doing? Come over for a coffee. But as I said, we're tracking this, so this is day two of Typhoon Shan Shan. I haven't actually made it up to the rooftops yet because Japan is going into lockdown. There's a lot of security guards on buildings, not letting me anywhere near any staircases, even if I have to go up one to use a train or a toilet or just use a staircase in general. There's a security guard saying, nope, you can't use a staircase because I know you're going to do something stupid up there on the first floor. And it's very strange. It's actually gone downstairs too. I tried to go down to my basement the other day. There's a guy in my basement wearing a security uniform with a torch. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what are you doing? This is my house. And he's like, no, you can't come down here. There's a risk of flooding. I'm like, oh, dude, seriously, I'm not paying you for this. Please. And he's like, no. So, okay, so we're just basically all stuck on the ground floor now. But that's okay, because I'm going to take this out into the car park. Because the car park over here by the gate, you know the gate. The gate is getting quite famous. I'm actually going to make a Facebook page for the gate. Put pictures of them up there. All right, we're opening the gate. We're out in the car park. Let's have a look and see what's going on over here. All right, yes. There's a person walking past in a clear umbrella so they can see more easily. There's some cars in the car park, as one would assume. There's that black Yakuza, the Japanese Mafia, number 7, Mercedes-Benz. He's still here. I'm not sure if he's actually even left. But it might not be Yakuza. He has a fluffy toy attached to his rearview mirror, so it could just be a nice guy. But here we are, guys. A little bit of live audio from Typhoon Shan Shan as it's making its way over here to Tokyo. Have a listen to this. It's totally fearsome, isn't it? I am scared as a... I don't know what. I have no words left right now. But yeah, the rain's doing a normal thing. It's coming down in crisscross patterns. It's crossing in front of the lights, left to right, up and down, small droplets. The wind speed is increasing. This beast is expected to be hitting us Wednesday in the PM. As we've been watching the tracking of it, it is actually, yeah, going pretty good for being accurate on that. If not hitting Wednesday in the PM, it'll probably hit us Thursday in the PM. I'm not sure if I'm saying PM correctly there, PM, because parts mentioned. Maybe that could be your never regions, or parts mentioned. Possibly be the taint, as mentioned by Big Rig Migs Hot Wax. Big shout out to the Critical Thinking Podcast guys over there. They're firm sponsors of the Big Rig Migs Hot Wax. Go over to thecriticalthinkingpodcast.com, have a listen to their podcast, and say hello to Mig1, Miguel Garza. He is the brainchild behind the hot wax. And here we go, guys, as we're live here in the garden. The wind speed is picking up. Not quite devastating, but it's getting there. You can hear rustles in the tree. He's shaking some leaves. So it's getting there. It could be substantial. As I mentioned when we were tracking Jongdari, he did something very strange. Mr. Jongdari, the typhoon, he was like, I'm just going to cruise up the northeastern seaboard of Japan, I'm not going to do much. And then he abruptly just said, hell, I'm just going to turn sharp left and have a go at Tokyo. And then
he is just anticlimaxed into a pretty piss poor storm hovering around, just giving us a bit of rain and wind. And Shan Shan, this new typhoon, he's on the same course. Blow me dead. He was like heading up the coast. He's like, I'm not doing really nothing. I'm actually going dead towards Japan, but with a slight curve to the right, as the answer you would give to somebody who said to you, hey, how's it hanging? Slightly curved to the right. So this typhoon's coming up and is curving to the right. And then he's like, hey, I see something over there that I like. I might feel a little bit hungry. I might want some sushi or some tempura or some sukiyaki. I'm going to just turn abruptly, like pretty much in 90 degrees as well, come in, and as the Japanese media has reported, it's going to come in and it's going to lightly brush Tokyo. Now, I lightly brush my teeth if I have a cavity. I lightly brush my hair if I have a bald spot. I lightly brush my cat if it's feeling somewhat anxious. But I don't think you'd probably put that word in there when you're talking about a typhoon. Hey, the typhoon's just, you know, lightly brush Tokyo. Don't worry about it, guys. It's not a heavy petting. It's not something obscure or anything. It's just a light brushing of a typhoon. So, there you go, guys. That's the typhoon tracking of week 2 of typhoon number 2. And don't forget that name. That's Typhoon Shan Shan. So, we'll be expecting that baby to come over here and give us a little bit of a how's your father tomorrow in the PM. And at the very latest, Thursday in the PM. Or who knows, it could even hit us at Thursday in the AM. If this is my final podcast on typhoon tracking for Tokyo Munchies, and I don't release anymore, you've probably got a fair idea what happened to me. And no, it's not because my battery went flat. And yes, if it was, it's because I'm using a Galaxy, an old Galaxy, which battery gets super hot. It's actually so hot yesterday, I could almost cook an egg on the screen. But yeah, either, if you don't hear from me ever again, you know what happened. Or do you? Thanks, guys. We're going to cut to maybe a commercial break or maybe a transition. I'm not sure. We'll have a look and see. Actually, we're going to cut to a shout out from our good friends, the Real Man Brain Podcast over in Australia. So this is a shout out from him to us. Thank you, Real Man Brain. And we'll see you guys after this shout out for Tokyo Munchies Typhoon Tracking Volume 3. Peace out.
Hi, this is Patsy from Man Brain Podcast, and you're listening to Tokyo Munchies Podcast. Yum.
Alrighty then, let's have a check. Umbrella. Yeah, check. Necessary can of Chuhai being strong Japanese alcohol. Let me get that. Yo. And check. And here we go, guys. Welcome back to another welcome back to the next part of the Tokyo Munchies podcast. Tokyo Munchies Typhoon Tracking. We're heading out now into the beast. Going out to Shinjuku Station. Shinjuku Station is the busiest train station in the world. It has over 1.26 billion people passing through it every year. That's a lot of people. And that's a lot more than the population of Japan. So we're out on the streets now. We're going to walk over to the station, over to my home station, and then we're going to get on the train. There we go. There we go again. We get on the train and we're going to head over to Shinjuku. It's going to be a 15-minute ride. We've got a little bit of a lull in the storm right now, but it's been... here we go. It's been raining on and off pretty much all day. We get these squalls come in. Squalls being that fancy, I think, maybe Caribbean name for rainy and windy. I'm not really sure if precipitation would actually fit this conversation, but... This is Tokyo Munchies Typhoon Tracking Day number 2. And it's actually not even hit yet. This is just the second day of it. We've actually got one more day of it tomorrow when it's actually supposed to hit dead on. And it's going to be nasty. Looking at some maps and doing the typhoon tracking maps, it's actually come up veered into Tokyo, as I mentioned in the little snippet before, and it's just brushing up against Tokyo and Japan, just giving it a little bit of a feel, a little bit of a like, hey, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen if I come in here and rain on your parade, so to speak? And I think it's pretty much doing a good job of that so far. So we're in the back streets now of my hometown, Komagome. Komagome is where I live. If you guys ever get packages from me, from Tokyo Munchies, you'll see my address in the box. That's where we are right now. We're in the nice, quiet, little narrow back streets. Lots of kanji everywhere. Lots of babies crying. Some other people are out and about too, because they're crazy as well. This can of Chuhai is actually going on nicely. It's a new flavor too. It's a mixed punch flavor. So it is mango, green apple, and grape. And these Chuhais are nasty. These are 9%, 9% alcohol in a 350ml can or 500ml can. And they pretty much rock your socks off. When you get into these guys, you're gonna have a damn good night. When I first arrived here in Tokyo, about 10 years ago, actually this year I think might be my 10th year anniversary, these guys were available at 7%, and that was pretty bad. That was like one of those or two of those, and I was just passing out after work. And then a couple of years later, they just like bang, they bumped it up to 8%, and they still have the same name, like Strong, or Strong Zero, Strong Zero 7%, or Strong 7. And then they went up to 8, and they didn't change the name, it was just still Strong, or Strong Zero. And then they've got up to 9, and they still haven't changed the name, it's still just Strong. And I've heard reports, I've actually seen pictures, oh here we go, we're at the station, I've actually seen pictures, they're actually going to go up to 12%. There we are, okay, we're checking that train now, that looks to be the Spacia, like an express train, and it's still running. It's not really busy, there's not many people. Oh, there goes the Yamanote. That's the train we're going to be catching. If you've been to Japan or if you know anything about the train system, it's going to get really noisy here, guys. Wait 1 minute. The Yamanote actually operates two trains. They have an outer loop and an inner loop. The Yamanote covers pretty much all of Tokyo in this really big circle. So you have the outer loop going, obviously, on the outside, inner loop on the inside. And Yamanote, so Yama, whoop, there goes the, actually that was my train. It's a bit noisy now. But it's, wow man, it's going flat out. I don't think that's gonna stop at my station. No, it's gonna miss it. Oh, that turned out to be a good thing. So a little bit of Japanese word of the day for you guys. Yamanote is the name of this train. So Yama means mountain, no is possessive of, and te means hand. So if you directly translated Yamanote, it would mean mountain hand. And then you add sen to the end of it. So Yamanote sen, Yamanote sen. That means mountain hand train line. And yeah, I don't know why, because there's no mountains around here. But that's just a curious little Japanese word of the day for you. I'm gonna finish this Chuhai, and I'm gonna wander into the station and see if I can catch the next one. Oh! I'm not sure if that was mine. It could be. So, on top of the wind and the rain and the trains and the passing in the background, it's not looking too nasty right now. If these trains are still running pretty much on time, it should be okay. So we just have a bit of a look around here. All right, just outside of my station, there's this really beautiful shrine. If you guys ever come to Tokyo and you want to be in like a nice part of central Tokyo, come to Komagome. And there's a really big hotel directly above the station called Hotel Metz. A little bit expensive, but really nice quality, really good hotel. And directly opposite that, you have this really nice little shrine. And directly opposite that, you have the Rikugien Park, which is a really famous samurai garden. And you go to McDonald's really close to that. You got Denny's, you've got Family Mart, convenience stores, you've got 7-Elevens. Actually got access to the subway too. So I'm just gonna hang out here for a second, see what's happening. Finish this, oh, there goes the train. All right, I'm gonna finish this Chuhai. Wait 1 second. Gonna probably miss this green light, but I don't really care. Gonna just wander around. Cause I'm actually, if you're wondering actually why I'm out here, if you're actually wondering why I'm out here, not just for making this podcast, like why the it's pretty hard to do with an umbrella in one hand and a can of alcohol in the other. If you're wondering why I'm out here for, I'm actually going candy hunting. This is what I do for you good people out there. I go out at almost 10 o'clock at night, candy hunting, trying to find the best I can find for you. And right now I'm on a Umaibo mission. I've got a couple of Umaibo in my pocket just for a snack on the train, but I'm actually going out to get a couple of hundred more for some good people around the world. So I'll finish this. That's done. And I'm just about to cross the road, guys, and go into the station. So I might just stop this podcast here, because we're going to be on the main road. It's going to be really noisy. It's going to be damn noisy. Lots of cars going past. Yeah, okay. So we'll cut it here, and I'll be back to you after a frisky transition, and I'll be back to you guys when in Shinjuku, the world's most busiest train station. See you in 15 minutes. And here we are, guys. We're at Shinjuku Station in the middle of this typhoon. There is, what do we see? Go, 1, 2, 3, 4. Got 4 Japanese news stations set up right there near the south exit. And we're cruising down the street. It's actually not that bad. As I said earlier, Shinjuku is the world's busiest train station with 1.6 billion people passing through the station a year. But this is actually really good, because normally this place is crazy, but I can actually walk down the street quite normally without bumping into anybody, even though everybody has umbrellas and a lot of people have their heads down. But it's actually really nice. So here we are, cruising down the street, candy hunting. That's a bloody huge puddle there. There's cigarette butts and litter everywhere, but what do you expect when you've got 1.26 billion people coming through the station a year? We're cruising down here. This is actually the really cool part of Shinjuku if you're ever over this way. This is the south exit, and actually one of the best exits to take because it's not that busy and it's really close to all your stations. There's a KFC right over there. There's a Shacky's pizza chain, all you can eat, 1,000 yen for 10 bucks. I'm crossing the street right now. There's a Yoshinoya. Yoshinoya is like a Japanese fast food chain, and they're really, really good. They're really cheap and you get a massive meal. So this Yoshinoya right in front of me, 590 yen, so about $6 American, $6 Australian. You get a big bowl of rice, you get some green eggs, you get a lot of beef, you get some daikon. So if you're ever over here in Japan, guys, definitely go to Yoshinoya or Sukiya. All right, so here on the corner, there's Wendy's over there. It's full of people. Wendy's in First Kitchen, sharing the same building. What else can we see? Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name. It's not Megan Gale. It might be Megan Gale. She's a famous Australian model. She's very famous in Japan right now. She's doing a little bit of bonsaiing up there for her company. And across the road, go check out Prestia. Yep, that was an unnecessary beeping of the horn. Getting through all these people here. So this is going to be just a really short-lived trip because I'm just trying to get to my destination, find my can to get the hell out of here. There's packs of Chinese behind me speaking very loudly. Cut through the crowd here. There's another huge puddle. We're going to jump over that. All right, so we're almost here at the destination. I'll have a quick look around, and then we'll go inside. All righty. To the Japan Total Club. There's Bloom, there's a karaoke can, there's a manga kisser, there's a 7-Eleven konbini. There's lots of good stuff right here. I'm just gonna go past where I wanna go, just for a couple of steps. So one of the coolest things about Japanese convenience stores are, they have ATMs so you can withdraw money, and actually most of them you can withdraw internationally. I have this little kanji sign which means sake, alcohol, so you can buy alcohol in there. And then they have in katakana, tabako, which means cigarettes. So, and that's right next to, what do we got? A mahjong parlor, a manga cafe, Oh, Matt Megan Cafe has free showers. How cool is that? And those bloody rude Chinese right there. Not being rude about that, being racist, sorry. We're going to where I want to go. Here the typhoon striking again. It's getting windy, being blustery. I'm gonna turn this off, go inside, get this candy, get the hell out of here and go back. Be back to you shortly. Okay, well guys, that actually didn't work out exactly the way we hoped it would, and so we're gonna actually take it a little bit further. We're gonna head over to Shibuya in the middle of this typhoon touching, typhoon thrashing. We're back out in the street now, we're going back into the Shinjuku station. We've got past where I initially thought I'd find some unique Japanese candy, but who am I kidding? Because it's like 10 o'clock at night, most of this is gonna close by now. That place definitely was. And I'm just doing this for a little bit of fun because candy hunting is what life is made of. Getting out there amongst the people, dodging puddles, dodging cyclones, dodging flying armchairs. Here we go, we'll go across here at the first kitchen. Okay, we're on the main road now. Yeah, we can step straight into a puddle, that's lovely. So we'll try to navigate past these people here. Maybe even stop in the shackies and get some all-you-can-eat pizza for $10 for 1,000 yen. Alrighty. Okay, safely made it across the road. And we'll try to dodge that puddle at the right. And stand next to this flashing orange cone thing. Bit of a look around, what can you see? Oh yeah, there's I don't know what the hell that is. Maruhatsu. Some sort of building. There's Aeon, the big English teaching school, and there's a massive sign here for the Super Million Hair. I'm assuming they're selling a million threads of hair. Oh, actually, judging from the picture, there's a pretty ganky looking cat, some happy looking old dude, pointing to a large pile of bottles in his hand. I'm assuming they're selling some type of hair product to recover your hair. But Japan Total Club over there, the JTCC. What else have we got around here? Oh, we got a green light across the road. Wow, there goes a truck. That's really good for the audio. Get past this old man. There's a small child in a red raincoat looking like Riding Hood. I can't see no wolves. Alright, getting back to the station now. Dodge pass over here. I'm coming back to this TV crew. Maybe we can pester them a little bit and see what's happening. That guy's walking past me with his finger up his nose, having a good old pick. Right up to the actual second knuckle of the pinky finger. Ah, that's not really here, neither there. Fair lot of traffic still out there, seeing that it's such nasty weather. Actually, most of them are buses, so that's indicative of Japan's supreme transport industry. If you can't catch a train because it's delayed, you can always catch a bus. And one of my friends told me, the Shinkansen, the bullet train, is actually the last thing to get cancelled when weather hits like this. You probably assume it's the first thing to get cancelled, but it doesn't, it's not. Planes get cancelled, whoa, roads get shut down, hey! But a train that travels over 300 miles per hour, should be like kilometers per hour, it's all good. Back to the TV crews. Can't see if we've got any anchors out. She might be an anchor. Skip through these guys really quickly and get back inside the station, and I'll see you all this. Hasta la vista. Okay, now guys, here we are in Shibuya. You are here live with me, Kyle, from Tokyo Munchies in Shibuya. If you know a bit about Tokyo, if you know a bit about Japan, Shibuya has one of the busiest road crossings in the world. We're just about to go through the Tiki Gates. You can hear it's really super loud here. This is where all the young people hang out, all the cool cats. I'm trying to get away from the noisy people. Scoot around the side here. Go this way. Alright, cool. We're about to go into Hachiko Square. Ding! Right. Now we're in Hachiko. This is Hachiko. It's commonly known also as the Shibuya Scramble Crossing. This is one of the busiest road crossings in the world during a typhoon. Have a bit of a look over here. It's still super busy. There's a lot of people. I'm gonna keep walking because it's noisy as hell. Anyway, at Shibuya Crossing, you have around about 2,000 to 3,000 people crossing that road every few minutes. I'll repeat that after we get underneath the train tracks here, because it's damn noisy. All right, I'm looking for a road here. I'll have to try to find it. But I'll keep chatting for a little bit while we get away from the noisy stuff. As I said, Shibuya Scramble, or the Scramble Crossing. Oh, wow. Wow, cool, guys. Just between these buildings here, there's a little bike park, and we have this perfect view of the NTT Docomo building. That building is actually modeled exactly off the Empire State Building in America. I think it's in New York. And they've actually lit it up tonight. So the top half is red, middle half is green, bottom half is yellow. That's really nice. It's a big Christmas tree. It's like Christmas in August. So yeah, as I was saying, Shibuya Scramble, the crossing, 2,000 to 3,000 people cross that crossing every couple of minutes. And it's like a five-way intersection. And it's crazy. And it's also super famous from the movie Tokyo Drift, part of the Fast and Furious franchise. That's where they went drifting through there, where you saw the cars coming into the corner, doing that gnarly right-hand drift through there. There's thousands of people watching, and they just drift right through it and just keep on going. So I have to do a little bit of hunting here, guys, and I'm not really sure which way to go. So let me just cut for a second, and I'll come back to you in 1 minute. I'll be back. See you soon. And with that being said and all, I think it's time for us to call it a day on this podcast, because we missed our publishing date yesterday. I'm going to try to publish it tonight. I'm going to have to upload all this audio, put in some fancy transitions, some jingles, get some commercials in there from our friends at Pete's Potato Plantation down there in Oz. Maybe another shout out from Mr. Richie Benno. There's a shout out getting mixed in there from our friends at the Real Man Brain Podcast. Shout out to the criticalthinkingpodcast.com. So I think we're probably going to wrap this up, because we don't really have much time to cover the Japanese news and the Japanese weather, because we've pretty much done that. And this is the last day of the tropical typhoon, or tropical cyclone, but actually it's a typhoon, Shanshan. So Shanshan, thanks for your visit, mate. You turned out to be a fizzer, like your friend, Mr. John Dury, the week prior. And there's not much really else to say, but thank you, guys. It's great to have you on board. And we just got accepted onto Podbean. So if you're on Podbean, swing over there and search for Tokyo Munchies. T-O-K-Y-O space M-U-N-C-H-I-E-S, and you'll find us on Podbean, and you'll find us on Spotify, and you'll find us on iTunes, and you'll find us on Rebel Radio. We're on about 10 different platforms now, guys, so doesn't matter what you're using, have a look for Tokyo Munchies, have a listen to Tokyo Munchies, and come to tokyomunchies.ticktail.com and get yourself some damn fine Japanese snacks, chocolates, and candy. And with that being said, this is Tokyo Munchies signing off. And as always, if you've got the munchies, then we've got the munchies. TokyoMunchies.ticktail.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.